coming up on episode number 229. It's the U2 cover story in honor of David Evans' birthday. Well, you know him better as The Edge. So we're going to have some covers of U2's music, as well as a couple covers that U2 themselves have performed. All this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher, whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher, cover me, come on baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hoo-hoo, come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday night. It is August 3rd. 2006. My name is Brian Ibbett, and you are listening to Coverville, bringing you the best in cover songs. Tonight, featuring the best of U2, or at least the best covers of U2 songs. Some unusual ones, as well as a couple songs that U2 have covered themselves. So we're going to get to that in just a moment. Some great stuff here that I've pulled from the archives, as well as some stuff that has come in from requests over the couple years. I know U2 has been one that people have really requested having a cover story of, so we'll get to that in just a moment. First, let me tell you about the sponsor for Coverville tonight. Sure. Well, that's it. That's actually the company, Shure, S-H-U-R-E, makers of the microphone that I'm speaking into right now, as well as some brand new headphones that I have been absolutely loving. These are awesome. It is the E500 PTH. Now, the PTH stands for push to hear, and the technology behind that is that if you get these earbud headphones and you get them situated right in your ears perfectly, and the sound comes in, it sounds great. And these do sound great, by the way. They've got three speakers in the triple high definition drivers in each earbud that just sound incredible. But you get them all situated, and then somebody starts talking to you, or you're on a plane and you need to hear, you know, whether it's time to start putting electronics away or whether drink service is coming around or whatnot. And you don't want to pull these things out of your ears. Now, they have sound isolation technology, so they block out everything else that you hear. You hear your music and you hear nothing else. And you don't want to have to pull these out to hear the other things that go on in life. Well, PTH is push-to-hear technology. There's a little switch that's in line right on the cord. You flip that switch, and there's a microphone, also on the headphones, that picks up ambient noise. So you can actually hear the people talking around you, talking to you, announcements, hey, your stop is coming up on the subway, whatnot. And you don't have to pull those earbuds out of your ears when you get them, just set in there just right. The sound, like I said, is absolutely incredible. I've been loving it on this trip, getting to hear my music the way I've never heard it before, hearing hi-hat in songs that I've never heard it before. So check them out, the new Shure E-Series E500 PTH headphones. You can find out about them at Shure. Of course, I'll have a link in the show notes to where you can check out more information about them. All right, let's get to the music here. The first track comes from a new release, or a recent release, and this one was actually a request. Let me see if I've got the window up that... No, I'll find it before the next break, though. It's the Cowboy Junkies from their new release, or their newest release, early 21st Century Blues, which came out last year. It's a cover of One. What a great way to start off the show, right? With number one. Here are the Cowboy Junkies.
Knees are getting better. And do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame. You say, one love, one life. When it's one need, the night. One love, we get to share it. It leaves a baby if you don't care for it. Did I disappoint you? I leave a bad taste in your mouth. You act like you never had a love, and you want me to go without. Well, it's too late. Carry each other, carry each other. Thank you.
Out of reach. likes me because I ask you to. Baby, can we still be friends? Hey, sha-la-la.
Statica out there with their version of U2's Who's Gonna Ride Your Wild Horses. Kind of has a Foo Fighters or fastball thing going there, I think. That comes from a 2005 release called The Ultimate Tribute to U2, big collection of different U2 covers. Before that, you heard Unchained Melody. They're performed by U2 themselves, featuring the birthday boy Edge, The Edge. That comes from their compilation, Greatest Hits compilation that they put out a few years ago. It comes from the B-Sides CD that came out with their Greatest Hits compilation a few years ago. How's that? And then we start off the set with the Cowboy Junkies with their version of One from their early 21st Century Blues release, which came out in 2005. That was a request by Todd from Cincinnati, Ohio. Thanks, Todd, for suggesting that one. Well, we've got another request here. This comes from Chris. Now, this is one of U2's, I don't want to say weaker songs, but certainly wasn't one of their, I'm going to strike that whole thing from the record. This is U2 does a great version with this, or does a great original of this song, and I think this cover is pretty kick-butt, too. Can I say kick-ass? All right, I'll say kick-ass. This is Peter Mulvey with his version of The Fly. This was a request by Chris. Thank you for sending this in, Chris. Here is Peter Mulvey with The Fly.
It's no secret that the stars have fallen from the sky. It's no secret that our world is in darkness tonight. They say the sun is sometimes eclipsed by the moon. I don't see you when she walks in the room. It's no secret that a friend is someone who lets you help No secret that a liar can't believe in anyone else. They say your secret is something you tell one other person. So I'm telling you, child, love. Wish I'd like a burning star falling from the sky tonight. Sheer face of love, like a fly from the wall. It's no secret. It's no secret that your conscience could sometimes be a pest. No secret that ambition bites upon the nails of success. Every poet is a cannibal, every artist is a thief. They all kill the inspiration so they can sing about the grief and sing about love, which shines like a burning star that is falling from the sky tonight. A man will rise, a man will fall from the sheer face of love, like a fly from the wall. It's no secret. Exploded because of one man's lie. I've gotta go, I'm running out of change, but there's a lot of things if I could I'd rearrange. It's no secret. There's no secret. Secret in love. Thank you.
From a 2004 compilation called In the Name of Love, Artists United for Africa, completely U2 covers. That is Jars of Clay with their version of All I Want Is You, originally from the Rattle and Hum album. Before that, you heard a version of I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For, done kind of in the style of Booker T and the MGs. Well, guess what? That really was Booker T and the MGs with their version of U2's I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For. That comes from a really unusual collection of cover songs called Cosmosonica. It came out in 1994 and has some really, really far-flung combinations of performers and covers, and you're going to be hearing a lot more from that in upcoming shows. Really, really slick stuff on that disc, so you'll be hearing that. And then we start off the set from the Knuckleball Suite album, which came out this year. Peter Mulvey with his version of U2's The Fly. I believe, probably should have looked this up before I said this, but I think that's from the, it's either from the Zooropa or the Achtung Baby albums. I think it might have been from Zooropa. I don't know. No, actually, I think it is from Achtung Baby, because that also had Who's Gonna Ride Your Wild Horses. Okay. And if I'm wrong, let the emails flood in. All right, let's get to another cover that U2 performs. Now, this is a great one because it is a really, really, it's a cool song, first of all, to begin with. And hearing U2's version of it and the spin that they put on it is just fantastic. Now, this was a request from Will, who does the My Trivia podcast show, also contributes the Musically Challenged segments that you hear on Coverville every once in a while. It's a cover of Cole Porter's Night and Day. Comes from the Red Hot and Blue tribute CD, which came out all the way back, way, way, way back in 1990. Here is U2 with their version of Cole Porter's Night and Day.
We'll be right back.
independent artist Electron Love Theory with their version of With or Without You. So cool. Before that, you heard U2 with their version of Cole Porter's Night and Day from the 1990 tribute to Cole Porter called Red Hot and Blue. Well, rather than do the closing music tonight, I'm going to leave you with one more song here. Again, another request. This one comes from Guillaume in Washington, D.C. I'll get to that in just a moment, but first I'll do all the stuff I got to mention. First off, Coverville Idol. Again, I'm accepting submissions of songs, covers of songs that came out in 1986. If you've got some time and you're a musician, you're wanting to put together a demo or put together a song, get it to me at coverville@gmail.com. Cover any song from 1986, you know, a popular hit or a deep cut, something people may not recognize, whatever you want to do. And just get it to me, and get it to me by the end of the month. But if you get it to me sooner, then I'll start playing any submission that comes on the show sooner, and people can start voting on it and seeing what they like. Yes, and there will be prizes. if you want to get in touch with me, you can do so by emailing me at coverville@gmail.com. You can call the request line at 206-222-COVER or post a message in the forums or on the weblog at www.coverville.com. We'll be back. I'm not sure there'll be a Sunday night show, but there probably will be like a Monday or Tuesday night show. So I'm going to take a couple days off. But until then, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Just about covers it for tonight. Like I said, we got one more track here. This comes from a new release called Possibilities from Herbie Hancock. And it's got guest vocals and guitar work from Johnny Lang and Joss Stone. Really, really cool version of the U2 and B.B. King track, When Love Comes to Town. Again, requested by Guillaume. Here is Herbie Hancock with Johnny Lang and Joss Stone. Catch you next time.
what? Ooh, I had the scepter when the soldier drew his sword.
I threw the dice when they pierced his side. But I seen the conquer the great divide. Baby, when love comes to the town, I'm gonna baby, when love, catch baby. That train.
When love comes to town, I'm gonna catch that train.
Had you, baby.
Maybe I was wrong,
maybe
when you let you down. But I did what I did,
I did, baby.
Before love came to town. Yeah, before love came to town.
Ooh, ooh, yeah.
Love, yeah.
Ooh, uh-huh, 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 whoa.
When love comes to town. When love comes.
Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network. Thanks again for listening. Good night.